time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAMA.
All of them?
None of them.
At all.
We don't speak for the city of West Hollywood either.
Yeah. Although we could tonight.
We could, because that's where we are. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Mark.
And no Shelley.
Couldn't make the trip.
However, Debbie is here. She's waving. That doesn't really translate well to radio, but let her say hi.
Hi, I'm Debbie.
There you go. She's an addict. There you go. We are down here in West Hollywood for the
Halloween party of the ages.
It is, too. Apparently, there's going to be 500,000 people here.
There is. Right now, there's just 500,000 police officers.
The police officers are about a 1-to-1 ratio right now, although it's already starting to tilt the other way. We are going to be hanging out here for a while. They're going to be having a costume contest and such here at my 12-step store.
Our sponsor.
Which, of course, is the sponsor of the ages here, one of our sponsors on the show. Fantastic 12-step store. They got all kinds of gifts and swag for your recovery.
Quite the impressive wall of books, too, I might
yes,
add.
Yes, this is Mark's first time in
it
here.
It is. I have not been here before. It's very interesting. There's a lot of stuff.
And they got a lot of medallions and chips. Like, medallions that I guarantee you've never even seen before. And you can order them at my12stepstore.com. And our friend Bill P., Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill P., he actually got a Wiccan chip on there, and he just thought that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And by the way, happy birthday, Bill. Just celebrated 10.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Double-digit sobriety.
Wow.
So what we're going to do is they're going to have a costume contest here, and when we get some program people in, we'll be bringing some people in. We'll just be shooting the shiznits with them. And see what's going on.
Recovery 101 Radio is a program based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more like going to coffee afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. We used to suffer from insanity. Now we enjoy it. Find us at recovery101.net.
So now we're joined by Ricky from the 12-step store.
Hey, guys.
And what is, tell us a little bit about my 12-step store.
Well, my 12-step store is, it's a place where you go to get unique gifts if you're in recovery, if you're buying for yourself or you're buying for a friend of yours, maybe a sponsee, a sponsor, or just somebody who you trudge the road with. And it's a good place to go and just get something unique, something with style.
Do you have sponsor boxing gloves?
Oh, that would be neat, huh?
That would be awesome.
I'll be honest with you. I have a tail of a tape for a couple guys that could probably...
MMA kit for sponsor sponsee?
Yeah. That's right.
Just for that sponsee that doesn't want to get started on that four-step, right?
I was at the AA Olympics once. Do you remember when they used to do that?
Years ago.
I don't know if they still do it, but they did it up by Magic Mountain. And they had boxing, uh-huh. And you know the big sign on the wall for boxing is you got a resentment.
Right.
Come here and take it. They had dominoes at the AA Olympics. You know they had chess. First time I met Danny Trejo was he was playing chess there and he was kicking everybody's ass.
Oh wow!
Yep.
He said if you are in San Quentin for 20 years and you play chess and you play like 30 games a day, if you can't start winning by then, you might as well hang it up.
Right.
Right.
So tell us what the event is here. What's going on outside?
Well, we're in West Hollywood, and we're at the annual West Hollywood Carnival. Basically, they closed down the streets here.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They closed down Santa Monica, and it's a good little strip of the road, and they set up lights, and basically, that's when the ghouls come out.
Yeah, there's ghouls.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of people. There's a few hundred thousand people, I think, is what they estimate, right?
There's ghouls and boys.
Yeah, I heard 500,000.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know what 500,000 people is, that's like five completely full Los Angeles Coliseums. Or more than five completely full Rose Bowls. Is that about right, Martin?
Or 100,000 meetings.
Or 100,000 meetings. That's about right.
Yeah.
So now... you guys are having a costume contest down here.
We sure are. We basically...
You look like you'd be in the running.
Yeah, and you're winning so far.
Am I?
Yeah, well, you're right there.
It's $4 worth of makeup and a $10 cape. Thanks. That's a costume of value, right?
There you go. It looks like you guys might be having an angel out there signing up for the costume contest as well.
She's cute, too.
With Jacob.
She's cute, isn't she?
Jacob is Mario. You can see him out there.
Super Mario.
He's not just Mario. He's Super Mario.
I would say she's cute, though, right?
She's
cute?
Yeah.
That's my girlfriend.
Is it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Oh, I was going to say.
We got a feeling.
Okay, well, wait a minute then.
Never mind. Because she was waiting to talk to you, so I had a feeling.
Never mind what I was going to say.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'd be in
sometimes
trouble.
Just that little delay helps you a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, the delay worked really well in my favor.
That's one of the gifts of sobriety, is getting a little bit of pause, right? And
yes,
not having to put your foot in your mouth as often as you used to.
Well, yeah, I was going to say as often is the operative,
right? Because you're still going to do it.
Oh no,
you're still going to do it
every week.
It's progress,
on the show.
Not perfection.
The goal is just not to open my mouth long enough to change feet.
Yeah,
there you go.
Open mouth, insert foot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, all right. Rick, go spend some time with the little woman.
All right.
We'll bring
and
you back later.
We'll catch Jacob up here in a second.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Is she in the program?
She is, absolutely.
You should ask her if she wants to be on for a minute.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so off of the streets, that doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right, but it's one of those nights. So
right,
okay.
Right in front of the mouth. Right like that.
Right like that.
Yeah, right.
That's
like
it.
That.
Perfect.
Okay. So... we have an angel.
Yes, you do.
With actual wings.
With actual feathered wings.
And Charlie is nowhere to be seen.
Who?
Charlie's Angels.
Oh.
Keep up, man.
Yeah. So, what's your name?
My name's Sophie.
And Sophie, you a friend of Bill W. or
I
Jimmy
am.
K?
Yes, indeed.
For how long?
For almost 8 months now.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
In another
so
month,
going strong.
So in another month, you can get a chip here at my12stepstore.com.
Absolutely can.
Now, what was your primary drug of choice?
I was a pill person.
Oh.
Anything that came in the pill form.
All right.
Pill popper.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what grapes are, you know. Wine in pill form.
Wine in pill form.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. So this is my first time experiencing all of this in a... clear.
I've lived in Southern California my entire life. It's my first experience down here for this also.
It is not.
It is.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Never been down here for this.
I know. But and we're like, how many people are going to be here? They're like 500,000. I'm like, why did I not know about this?
It gets pretty wild.
Now, have you been to this before?
I have. Many,
sober?
Many years. Never.
Yeah.
Never
bad.
Sober.
Well, this will be different.
It will be different. It will be. It'll be really nice not waking up with a hangover. And experiencing...
Don't you mean coming to?
That too.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
too.
I love when people go, oh, I woke up this morning at noon. I'm like, don't you mean you came to at noon?
Yes, and just kind of taking all of this in and experiencing it, but really experiencing it.
Now, your boyfriend works here, right?
He does. He's the Dracula vampire that you've just interviewed.
I saw that.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah. He was not here last time that we were out, so it was cool to meet with him. And so what area do you normally do your recovery at? Where do you live around here or do you
mostly live? In the West Hollywood and Hollywood area. I live really close to here, just walking distance, which is awesome. So I go to a lot of meetings in West Hollywood. And
do you do any of the PA meetings?
No.
Do you know what they are?
No.
Pills Anonymous.
Pills Anonymous?
No.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've heard of
this. There's a whole bunch of weird programs. See, you missed the disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
Did I?
The disclaimer at the beginning is that we say, and these are all, you know, because we can't speak for AA. So we say, you know, this is Recovery 101. We don't speak for AA, NAOACA, GAPA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM, DRA, HA, FA. None of them.
Or the Anons.
Say that 10 times fast, backwards.
I don't even try.
I could do it.
He spiels the alphabet soup of recovery, and I just wait till he gets done.
You know, I should have known there was a PA. I'm surprised I didn't know.
I don't know how prevalent it is. We've got one out near us at this hospital that we have a CA meeting at. So, but you know how it is. It's all one big happy family.
Exactly.
Unless you're an NA person.
No. Just joking there. I'm a friend of Jimmy K. I'm a friend of Jimmy K.
You said that with a straight face and everything.
You know what? Come on.
I know you are.
We both spoke at really giant NA meetings not that long ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
We get like these things where like someone will find us on Facebook and someone will message me and go, "Hey, Bruce, you live in Southern California, right?" And I go, "Yeah." And they go, "Would you speak at my meeting?" And I say, "Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll come." So I say, you know, message me a few days before. Let me know where it is and everything, and I'll ink you in for that day. And this girl calls, and she goes, "Okay, here's the thing. I get the address." I'm like, "What city is this in?" She goes, "Lancaster." Now, I don't live here. I live way out by the edge of L.A. County.
So you don't want to go to Lancaster?
Well, not. I mean, there's places I'd rather go.
So he goes there and speaks.
I go there and speak, and they say, do you know anyone else?
I don't know where he went to go speak. So he gives her my number and says, "Call Mark. He'll come speak here," because I don't say no. So I get a call from her the next day. "Hey, Bruce spoke at my meeting last night, told me I should get you." I said, "Great, I'll come speak." So I call him up. "How was your speaking last night?" He goes, "Oh, it was great. The meeting was huge. But, dude, it is such a long drive to Lancaster." And I'm like,
"It is, indeed."
And it's like a 6 p.m. meeting.
On a Friday.
So it's like, what I did is I left at like 11:30, drove out there no problem, had lunch, went to a movie, and then did dinner.
You made a whole day of it.
I did.
Yeah. Yes.
I did.
Yes.
Now, do you ever speak or anything? Have you ever done it?
I have not yet, but I do look forward to it one day. I'm still warming up my speaking skills.
Still perfecting your pitch?
Warming up your pitch?
But not yet. I haven't yet, but I will. I will.
Yeah. Oh, I know a speaker meeting.
Yeah. You're secretary of a speaker meeting.
I'm secretary of a speaker meeting.
You don't say.
Yeah. Look.
What do you know?
Look at how God works in my life
in
today.
In mysterious ways. He sent you an angel.
I can't wait.
Literally.
Literally. I can't wait. One of these days I'm going to speak. Really? Wow.
And you may know that day. You know that day before she does.
I already know several potential days it could be.
We'll talk. Perfect. We'll talk, Bruce.
Well, no, I mean, you know, the way the program is, I'll talk and you'll say, okay, and then we'll... Do you have a car?
I do.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
I do.
Meetings at Palm Springs, but, you know.
Well, who doesn't love Palm Springs?
Yeah, right? Matter of fact, I've been asked, this guy calls me one time. He's a guy I know locally from my town. "Hey, Bruce, how you doing? Can you come and speak for me?" I said, "Absolutely." What time? And he goes, "Well, it's at the club." And I'm thinking the club that's
live,
right around the
you
corner.
You live 3 minutes from the club. That's
I live
awesome.
Like 2 minutes from the club. And I'm like, great. And he goes, "Well, it's a Saturday at, you know, whatever, 8 o'clock. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, "You know which club I'm talking about, right?" And I said, "The 502 Club in Covina." And he goes, no, I can't even remember what it's called.
The Rancho Club, Club
in Palm Springs. And I'm like, oh. He goes, yeah, it'll be great. Come on out. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Another guy you told, call Mark.
Yeah. Well, I always say call Mark because Mark will do it. Now, first time, first go round in recovery?
Second.
Ooh, what happened?
Second.
How long was the first one?
First one was about, how long did it last?
Yeah.
The clean time?
Yeah.
Well, it's a long story, aren't they all?
Of course it is.
So it was a good like 5-6 year gap in between.
No, but how long did you stay the first time?
Right. So like 5 or 6 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me.
Well, it's okay.
It's
podcast.
The internet.
It's the internet.
Yeah. So so that happened, and then life happens, and wouldn't you know it.
Life happens, and shit happens.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you stayed 5 or 6 years the first time around.
Yes, but the first time around, I wasn't attending meetings. I wasn't working the program.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing all of that, and I was also a lot younger.
We just talked to a gal outside who had said she went out earlier today, and first thing I said to her, I'm like, when's the last time you went to a meeting? She goes, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, well, there you have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you go to meetings regularly now?
I do.
Yeah,
I have my
good
meetings
thinking.
That I love. I have an amazing sponsor. I, you know, work the steps, do everything that I need to.
Doing the program.
I'm doing the program.
You know what we like to call that? Firing on all cylinders right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because there's always the people that say, I'm going to meetings every day.
Yeah.
What else? No, I'm going to meetings every day. You got a sponsor? No. Working any steps? Well, you don't have a sponsor. Probably not. No.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe you should throw a couple of those other things in there.
And it works, you know? Guy helps, too.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing else,
with
he can
those
scare
amazing
you into
looks,
sobriety.
Look at that.
He looks dead.
It doesn't do as much for me, but, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
I know. I always like when people do that thing about, you know, yeah, I'm going to meetings, and you say, what are you working steps? I'm working on my relationship with my higher power.
Like, what does that really mean?
It means, no, I'm not doing shit.
Right?
That means when I screw some up, I go, oh, God, get me out of it this time.
Right.
I'll never do it again.
Exactly.
I promise.
Exactly. Well, you guys, I have to be honest with you. I have some French fries out there that are screaming my name.
Go.
Oh, yeah. We already ate our French fries from Five Guys Hamburgers across
go
the street.
Go do French fries.
Don't you love that place?
Yeah.
I'd never been there. I like it. Yeah. Well, so
thank you so much for
it was awesome
for chatting,
Sophie. Thank you.
Before you go, we're gonna get your number because you never know, you may be speaking somewhere.
You know what? There's a first time for everything. Got to pop that cherry too.
That's right.
See, she
went
there.
The internet.
For a chance, it wasn't me going there.
That's thank you, guys, and everyone
so
have
much.
Fun tonight.
Thanks.
All right.
Have you completely lost your mind? What are you drunk?
Yeah, I'm drunk. Drunk with power.
Recovery 101.
Okay, the Godfather just walked in. walked right in off the street here on Santa Monica Boulevard. And you are?
My name is Danny S.
Danny S.
Yes.
Hi. Now, welcome, Danny.
Danny,
hi.
What is your program du jour?
N.A.
N.A.
Yes.
He's your guy.
Yeah. wife is over here. We'll get you in a second. Wife is over here cheering in the background. Now, Mark.
What?
Do you have any questions of an NA person?
Well.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
So here's the thing. I've got 31 years.
Yes.
I've been to 3 NA meetings in 31 years. I was the speaker at 2 of them.
Really? Good job.
Yes. But I came in through Cocaine Anonymous.
See,
and that's my principal program.
Yes.
And I actually opened when I spoke by saying I really respect all 12-step programs, and I respect NA's program and customs.
Yes.
But as I share, if the word sobriety should happen to come out of my mouth instead of clean time.
don't destroy me.
Just know that if that's the worst thing that happened to you today, you had a really good day.
Absolutely.
But I don't get what the big issue is if you have something that you're sharing, because one of the things I've always said is, if I have to start thinking about what I'm going to share, you're going to get what's going on between my ears.
Yeah.
If I get to share from my heart, you're going to get it all, but whatever comes out, comes out.
Absolutely. Well, we just try to be all-inclusive.
Yeah.
We just try to encompass everything and not try to
now stick I got a question for both of you guys, because this has been getting me the last few years. Now, I started out in AA. I went to Impact House twice. I liked it so much.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been to hundreds of NA meetings. I've been to hundreds of CA meetings. I've been to hundreds of AA meetings. Now, I don't know what happened. CA now is like, we want to assure you we're not drug specific. And I'm like, your name is Cocaine Anonymous. Then you've got Narcotics Anonymous. We cover everything. And I'm like, it's Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah,
it's
does have the word narcotics
in
there.
Why was there not the program whatever, Drugs Anonymous or what, you know, it's like, because now everybody wants to be all inclusive. You know, it's like, we're going to be cocaine, but we're going to cover pills. We're going to be narcotics, but we're going to cover weed and alcohol. It's like, it is driving me insane lately because I went to speak at an NA meeting, this big one out in Lancaster, and I told them right up front, I said, look, I got sober in AA. I go, I know that's going to drive some of you guys crazy. I'm like, but you know what? I'm like this. I'm like, we're all on the same team, right? I'm like, aren't we all on the same team? Because I was up in Northern California. I went to speak at a meeting. It was the small area over in the you know, again, almost in Yosemite. I mean, really small area. They took the AA meeting and the NA meeting. They had everyone go to the same group because they had a guy from out of town with over 20 years who was going to speak. And they all went. They didn't do any reading at the beginning. These guys were like all simpatico.
Yeah.
And because I don't get the, I don't, there's like, there's an animosity, right? I don't know about between CA and NA, but between NA and AA there is for sure. Because I hear people in AA, don't talk about you're an addict and don't say you're clean.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I had to stand right up and say, look, I read the big book where it said Dr. Alcoholic Addict. And I read where Dr. William Southwark says he treats people for alcohol addiction.
Yeah.
But what do you think? I mean, is that all in people's minds or do you think it's like a real thing?
Well, my first NA meeting was in 1985. And back when I started out, the lines between the programs were not so clear cut. It was a little blurry back then.
Yeah, really blurry.
You know, and we were all just trying to recover and just trying to get clean and sober, as you want to put it, any way you can. Programs have, I mean, when I went to a number of AA programs where I was not welcomed
as
all that much because I started out as a heroin addict.
Yeah, so, well, yeah.
And they really, I ran into some
resistance
and some absolute resistance, especially back then.
Yeah.
You mentioned Impact,
because I came in 85
too. Here in Phoenix House when their first or second year they moved to the West Coast.
Yeah.
That was,
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, there's not a lot of recovery places around here. I didn't go to it one
I was
a perpetual newcomer for a while.
Yeah. There has been animosity between 12-step programs. You know, we do try to stay all inclusive, like I said. I mean, it's just to make everybody feel welcome. I know narcotics is the name in the program.
It's the same
program.
With cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous will take anybody.
Alcoholics is the same thing. So any one of these.
And here's the problem.
I know the big book does mention.
And see, that, you know, that's, doctor. And that's the rub, I think, is that everybody wants to be all inclusive except AA. You know, AA will tell you straight out, look, if you got a problem with alcohol, we're the ones for you.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I don't run into hardly any. My wife is one of the only people I know that's a. And she hates the term pure alcoholic because she thinks it makes her sound better than. Yeah. And I'm like, no, being purely alcoholic doesn't make you better than anything. But she said, you know, I never did anything. But that's the exception rather than the rule, right?
That is the exception. I mean, everybody has. You know, cross use, or you know, it's hard to find somebody that didn't use some kind of drug while they drank at some point.
Mark, you ever do heroin?
Everything but
not heroin specifically.
Everything but
something. You know, we all grew up out of this. Sure. What you guys look like, same as me. 70, seven. Let's say 70s.
Yeah, let's say
70s. 70s. Yeah.
You know, everybody was trying
well,
everything.
Well, I was at Las Encinas Hospital in Pasadena once, and they're trying to figure out, you know, your treatment plan. And the girl says, I'm going to go through a bunch of drugs and stuff, and you say yes to everyone you did. Yeah. So she's going through, and I'm like, yes. And finally I told her, I said, look, if you get to something I didn't do, I'll let you know. She's going through. She's like, Percodan, Percocet, Darvon, Darvocet. And she's going through all these things, and she goes, heroin? I go, oh!
Yeah.
And she goes, what? I go, I did not do heroin. And she goes, you intravenously use cocaine and speed, and you never did heroin? I said, no.
How'd you come
down?
And
she goes, why not? And I go, well, people get addicted to heroin.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Yeah. Now, you've brought your wife with you.
My girlfriend, yeah.
Or your girlfriend. Well, okay, your girl. Oh, see? Did I let something out of the bag?
No, you did not. No, you're fine.
Oh. You yeah. are programming as well?
I am.
She okay, come on over here.
Yeah, she's got 23 years.
Oh, good,
she's
good, good. Good, 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 good. Okay, grab that microphone, and when you talk, speak right into it. Now, what is
right
your name?
Right in it? I'm an addict. My name is Dawn.
Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Dawn. Now, are you of the NA ilk as well?
I am.
Now, do you just do NA or do you do anything else? Either?
No, I just do NA.
Just it, you know what? It's funny. Like Mark was sharing. I've been to a lot of NA meetings in my day, but Mark has been to three, two of which he spoke at. And in the last few years, every time I've been in an NA is because I was speaking.
Yeah.
Now, what was your first introduction to the program? How did that happen?
I went through treatment, all women's lockdown facility.
Where was that at?
In Costa Mesa.
Sweet.
It Not was, bad. And they introduced us to AA, and I understood what I believe you said your wife
uh-huh.
was. It's more socially acceptable to be an alcoholic. So,
except for while you are.
Yeah, when you're drinking, what does Bill W. say? We're a creature in our unlovely cups when we're drinking.
I don't know what he says.
Yeah, well,
Bill, so we went there.
Bill W. used to talk. Bill W. used to talk about alcoholics, and he says, you know, when we're sober, we're great, but when we're in our cups, because this is all 1930s yeah. verbiage. He goes, when we're in our cups, we are unlovely creatures. And he goes, no one wants to hang out with us. It's all great when it's a party and we're having fun, but get us at the end of the party, and it's not so fun anymore.
Is that any different from an addict?
It's not.
No.
It's like so.
I mean,
do you know, socially.
Do you know how you know when you hit your bottom, though? You know you've hit your bottom when you have drugs and people don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
That might be true.
Yeah, it's kind of like you know you've had too much when you go to a bar and you have money and they say, no, we're not serving you anymore.
Right.
You're all done.
Right.
You're all done. Now, what was your drug of choice?
Anything.
Yeah, that's me.
Anything you can give me, I would do.
Yeah, I'm a trash can.
And I would try.
I'm a trash can addict myself. Yeah.
Those are easy questions.
Yeah, no,
we don't have any hard ones. We really don't.
Do you know
with
Rule
artist
62
one.
Is?
No.
Don't say take yourself so damn seriously.
Where's that
See,
rule?
That's an AA thing, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'll tell you what my problem was. My problem was when I first came around, I went to Impact House, and we did a lot of NA. And it was never that I had any problem with NA because, you know, I'm a drug guy. Well, and I'm like you. I'm a more of whatever you have guy. And I would go to NA, and I got it. I mean, I could totally relate because everyone was in there with drugs. The first meeting I ever went to in 1980 was an AA meeting. And I'm 20 years old, and I go to this meeting, and I don't identify with anybody. You know, everybody's in there is old,
mm-hmm.
like the way we are now.
And, I remember those.
And they've all got 20, 30 years of recovery. And the only girls in there were wives of the old guys, so it's these old women. And there's some dude up there sharing, and his experience, strength, as hope is, I was drinking a half gallon of Kessler's a day. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, I never drank a half gallon of Kessler's in a day. Of course, you know, he never knew anyone that slammed a half ounce of Coke in a day either,
right.
You know. But I didn't, you know, it's like I didn't quite feel like I fit in NA because at the time, and your boyfriend had mentioned it, back in the day, there was mostly heroin. It's not that there wasn't other people in there, but the emphasis was on heroin. And I'm like, I didn't do heroin. I don't get it. And then I'm talking to these alcoholics. I'm like, I don't really get it. You know, it's not. Then I wandered into this CA meeting, and I was, if you gave me my druthers, I would do cocaine. But I walked in the CA meeting, I was sunk. I'm like, oh, shit. I identify with everything everyone in here is saying. I'm like, damn, now I'm stuck. Now I'm stuck. Now, do you have a sponsor?
I do.
How long does your sponsor have?
She has 30-something.
30-some years.
I'm a bad sponsee.
I was going to say, you're that close with your sponsor.
Well, I am. I've had her since, I've got, 23 years?
Nice.
We have a friend who's celebrating 24 today, so.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah. But,
I got one coming up soon. Yeah. I didn't ask, how long do you have?
4 years, actually. Right
How
now.
Much?
Well, I'm coming up on 4 years.
Sweet.
Right now, yeah.
Oh, so you're like the program cougar here. No. Is what you're saying.
No comment.
You're, How long, and she said those other questions were too easy. So how long have you guys been together?
She's giving up the microphone now.
How long have you guys been together?
A little over 3 years.
So,
in the 13th step was alive and well.
There's a little 13th step going. There's a little 13th step going on.
Well, we talked for 6 months without.
Oh, that's good. Talking's good.
No, so we're good.
Okay,
we're good.
All right. Well, that's good because I just.
Yes, I ran it past my sponsor.
You know what? What is this? We were talking to someone earlier, and the guy says, "My sponsor knew about it. Her sponsor knew about it. My therapist knew about it. Everybody met each other knew about it." And I'm like, "You guys are way better than I was because I wouldn't have told freaking anybody."
That would have been the old days.
You're a whore.
I'm not a whore. I used to be a whore. I used to be a long-haired rocker party animal whore.
Yeah. Right.
Now I'm respectable whore.
Respectable to who?
Respectable,
to himself.
Well, you know,
to thine own self be
look,
true.
Hey, you know, I'm just trying to
keep it. I'm just kidding.
Trying to keep it clean here.
Yeah.
So. What did you do for your last birthday? Anything? Did he plan you a huge party?
For my 50th.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was gonna say for your 50th. That's
what did I do for my regular?
He's planning a long time ahead for your 50th.
No, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I went to a meeting. Went to the home group. Took a birthday. We went out. I know that seems like so long ago.
So, he's gonna be coming up on the nickel.
Christmas Day.
On Christmas.
Who gets clean in Christmas?
I got clean.
I got loaded on Christmas. I might as well get clean on Christmas.
I got clean 2 days before my birthday.
I know, but I like to tease him.
Everyone always tells me, they're like, how did you get sober before your birthday? Because you can always get loaded on your birthday. And I'm like, dude, I get up and go, got up and went, man. It's like, I couldn't even do it anymore.
I was done.
Yeah, that's this next week.
That's what he said. He said it just, it picked him. So I'm like, okay.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it my date picked me. I didn't pick it.
If I could pick a day, it would have to be April Fool's Day. It would have to be. Because, you know, because I'm a fool. Well, I want to thank you guys for stopping by.
You're welcome.
And chatting with us.
Yeah.
What area are you guys from?
South Coast area, South Orange County.
South Orange County.
That's not that far to come and speak.
I know. You'll get her.
Danny would love to.
Now, it wouldn't be at an NA meeting. It wouldn't be at an NA meeting, but it'd be at another fellowship that says they're all inclusive.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that after the show. You guys listen to us on recovery101.net.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
I gave you the card.
Check that out. Yeah, I got the card.
All right. You guys have a great night. Okay. Yes. To round out the festivities tonight here at the... My 12-step store.
We've saved the best for last.
We've saved the best for last.
No pressure, Jacob.
We have with us Super Mario.
A.K.A. Jacob.
A.K.A. Jacob, who also works here at my 12-step store.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you've been on the show before.
I have, back at the end of May or July.
Something like that.
So May or July, those are right on top of each other.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So tell us what's going on out here on the street, because you've been out there for a while. I saw you dancing around out there.
I have. So I drank a Monster tonight.
Woo!
I don't even drink coffee, so it's kind of an overload. So this is West Hollywood's annual Halloween carnival.
Yeah, there's a grip of people out there now.
Yeah, it has now gotten very busy out there.
Lots of ghouls and goblins and freak shows.
No, there's some freak shows. I saw some of that earlier. But it's cool. You know, I've lived here in Southern California my whole life, never been out here for this even once. And it's fantastic.
It's different.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you made it.
Yeah, and I love stuff like this. So tell me what's been going on with you since last we saw you. Remind people, what is your program du jour? What's the one you normally go to?
So I mostly attend AA.
Uh-huh.
I do go to NA and CMA sometimes, but AA is my primary.
Is CMA big out here?
It is, yeah, in West Hollywood, I would say so.
Which one?
CMA.
Which CMA?
Crystal Meth Anonymous. Okay. It's not Country Music Awards. I go to the Country Music Awards all the time.
So I'm actually coming up on 1 year in a couple weeks.
Oh, in a couple of weeks.
Right.
What's the date?
November 17th.
Nice.
to 11 Days Behind You.
Yeah, you are a recovery Scorpio.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's on the 6th. Mine's next Sunday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
For a year?
For a year?
No. Something like that.
Yeah, add a few to that. So you work here.
I do.
Give us the scoop. Give us, like, the address, the phone number, all that stuff, because although everyone's been talking about it, no one's mentioned the address or the phone number.
Sure. So we're at 8730 Santa Monica Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. Our phone number is 310-623-1702.
And there's a sign up there that's lit all the time that says what? Isn't there
it
a sign
says,
that's lit 24/7?
We are not alone.
We are not alone. So
welcome.
If you're driving down
back.
Santa Monica, if you're going westbound, you look to the left and you'll see that sign lit up 24/7, 365. You'll see it all the time. Cross the street from Five Guys Hamburgers and the Coffee Bean.
So speaking of 24/7, we actually take online orders 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're looking for a medallion, a shirt, or anything related with recovery, we are available online. You can place an order, and we'll ship it out the same day if it's in stock.
I heard you guys got some badass new shirts in.
We sure did.
I think you got the Lynchburg recovery shirt, which is looks a lot like a Jasper Daniels label. And then the Clean AF, Sober AF, Awesome AF. Where'd you guys get that from? Terminally Unique Apparel?
We sure did.
What do you know?
We like to put that all together.
What do you know?
We're actually really excited to carry those two shirts. Me and the owner were looking through the shirts, and we really fell in love with those two. So I think the customers will love them as
well. Yeah, well, we got – I'll tell you what, though. I'm looking around. There's two shirts in here that I really like. One of them. Uh-oh, here come the cops.
Uh-oh.
Everybody hide.
Oh.
I
just need to get out of the
noise so I can talk. Oh,
perfect.
Okay. Jeez, they come in, they're like, we just need to get out of the noise for a minute. I'm like, there's cops coming in. Everybody, isn't that funny how people in the program, you go, there's cops coming in, everyone likes, shh.
We all got quiet for a minute.
Everybody wants to hide.
Entitlement.
No, so I was saying. So,
true.
Yeah, right? So I was saying, the two shirts in here that I really like, and I've always liked it, although I'm really a Diet Pepsi guy myself, I love the I Only Coke I Do Is Diet. I also like the Smith University, the Smith Wilson
the
University.
Sweatshirt.
Yeah, I love the college look of that. There's other ones in here I like too, but I like those two specifically. I also like the one with the kind of the Dia de los Muertos skull with the AA symbol on one side and the NA symbol on the other side.
It says Day of the Living.
Day of the Living.
Yes.
No. Yeah, so you guys, they've got all kinds of cool stuff. If you've never been to my 12stepstore.com, check it out. Our good friend, like I mentioned earlier, Bill Piper, actually found a Wiccan recovery chip, and he's like, oh my God, I've never seen one in my whole life. And I'm like, tell all your Wiccan friends that they should order Wiccan chips from here because they're going to have
them. Yeah. They got everything.
They do, literally.
Recovery hotspot.
Recovery hotspot. So there is a princess walking up. You can't go wrong with that. I hope. Is it a guy or a girl?
Don't ask.
I'm like, there's a princess walking up. I'm like, is it a guy or a girl? Because you can't be so sure. I wasn't really sure. You know, when you're on the street out here.
It's West Hollywood.
Sometimes it's hard to tell who's who.
To which?
No, the other one, the princess.
The princess.
I couldn't tell if it was a princess or a princess princess. I wasn't 100% certain because you got to be careful.
Doesn't matter. We're all inclusive.
I saw someone earlier, and I told Mark. I said, God, I hope that's a girl. And as she got closer, Mark goes, I don't think so.
Not so much.
And I said, the really unfortunate thing for me is if I had been drinking, I think it's a girl. I think that one's a girl. I'm pretty sure. So, Mark?
Yes?
Any questions for Jacob here?
No, you know what? Thanks so much for having us out here, though. This
has
been great.
I really appreciate the fact that you guys came out.
Oh.
It's been really fun.
We always will. We always will. Yep. And we will look forward to come out and visiting with you guys again. And there's people coming in. You should tell them what you guys have here.
Yeah, we'll be back.
All right. Thanks, Jacob.
All right. Thanks, Mario Jacob. Out.
Mario out. Mario.
Radio.
So, Mark.
Yeah.
We have friends back east in Inland Empire.
We do. That would be at... I hate when you do that.
That'll be at
12 Step Gazette, but step12magazine.com, which is the Southern California version, and the 12stepgazette.com. So we ask that you go up and go to those sites and check out their publications and get the subscription prescription.
Absolutely. Oh, also, we have people that listen to this show.
And we really appreciate that.
We do.
We are dumbfounded, but we do appreciate it.
We are dumbfounded.
And anyway, you listen to the show, thank you very much. We ask that you go to our site at recovery101.net. Click on that site, and then you can, at that point, listen to a show. It'll take you right to our Podomatic site. When you go on there, we ask you to please join Podomatic. Once you become a member, you can listen to shows. You can like shows. You can comment. If you have topic suggestions, please leave them on the latest show up so we find them easily.
That would be helpful.
And before you even go to listen to a show, if you look down the right-hand side of the page that loads, you will see a button that says follow. Become a follower. Click on that every time you go up, because you can follow the show every time you go up online. So... add us to your playlist for all your party needs, and thanks.
You can always find us there because we're always in the top 10.
Yep.
If you are Facebook friendly, it's really easy to like the Recovery 101 Radio Show. You can follow, or you can like us at the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you want to join the secret group, which is a secret, so it's difficult to find, we will help you find it. You can... message Bill Piper or Shelley Burnett or Bruce Burnett, and they will add you to the group. Or you can send a message to the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, and they will add you to the group. If you are Facebook friendly, it's really easy to join Podomatic. When it says, would you like to join, just click join with Facebook, and that will log you right in. They're not going to spam you. They will send you an email every time a new show gets put up. Well, we are right about celebrating 10 million downloads. I don't know exactly when that's going to be, but it's going to be soon. So join us in celebration of that.
Perfect.
And if you have we have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you are in a band or you are a comedian, you'd like us to use your stuff as lead out entertainment, send us a couple, 3 MP3s, send us a picture you would like to use as a clickable link, and then a website you would like the clickable link to go to. And we will use it for free and for fun. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't.
Nope.
Who's the lead out music by?
Rusty Golden.
Rusty Golden. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We are out.
to be the best so I can rest inside. No, I'm living right now. I'm living right. I'm gonna love a little stronger, pray a little longer, help someone who needs it when I can, forgive the ones I couldn't, stop doing what I should've.